Prime Minister Petr Nečas has presented the new Czech government's policy program to the lower house ahead of a vote of confidence. Unions representing police officers and firefighters are threatening to protest against government wage cuts. And a major cleanup operation is underway in parts of North Bohemia hit by flooding at the weekend. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has presented the new Czech government's policy program to the lower house ahead of a vote of confidence. The coalition of the Prime Minister's party, the Civic Democrats, Top 09 and Public Affairs has 118 seats in the 200-seat lower house and should comfortably win the vote. The cabinet, which was appointed a month ago, has pledged to balance the Czech Republic's budget by 2016, reform the country's pension, healthcare and university systems, and fight corruption. Mr. Nečas told the Chamber of Deputies the reform program would be pushed through in a manner that was socially sensitive, adding that his government would do its best to explain to the public why such changes were needed. Unions representing the police officers and firefighters of the Czech Republic are threatening to protest against cuts that are part of a government program of austerity measures. Speaking at the headquarters of the country's main union organization on Tuesday, representatives of both groups said that if salaries were cut by 10%, in line with across-the-board reductions in the state sector, there could be a mass exodus of experienced officers, putting the security of the state at risk. A major clean-up operation is underway in parts of North Bohemia hit by flooding at the weekend. Czech soldiers have been deployed to help tackle the damage caused by the floods, which left at least three people dead and thousands of homes without power. The government has earmarked hundreds of millions of crowns for the affected areas and is planning to raise money for a new flood solidarity fund through a cut in income tax breaks. Free buses will go into operation on Wednesday to make up for some cancelled train services. The Czech President Václav Klaus met his Polish counterpart Bronislav Komorowski on the peak of the Czech Republic's highest mountain, Snieżka, on Tuesday morning. The two presidents' first meeting came during the annual St. Lawrence's pilgrimage. Hundreds of people took part in the walk from the Czech side of the mountain, including the head of the Czech Roman Catholic Church, Archbishop Dominik Duka, and the chairman of the Senate, Přemysl Sobotka. The weather now, we should see sunshine with the chance of rain or storms in the coming days. Temperatures are expected to reach up to 28 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.